In July, NASA's Cassini spacecraft successfully maneuvered into orbit around Saturn.
Flight, SOCOM.
Go ahead, SOCOM.
The Doppler has flattened out.
Okay, we have burn complete here.
The spacecraft will spend the next several years exploring Saturn, its rings, and its moons. This evening, scientists will have their first close-up look at Titan, one of Saturn's moons. Titan has been science fiction fodder for decades. Researchers expect the surface, which is hidden below thick smog, could look a little like the Earth. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Just before 1 p.m. Eastern Time, NASA's Cassini spacecraft will make its first close-up flyby of Titan. Cassini will pass just 745 miles above the surface. Using special cameras and radar, it will peer through the murky atmosphere.
Something's going on down there, and nobody knows what.
Mark Lemon is a planetary scientist at Texas A&M University. He's used the Hubble Space Telescope to study Titan. It revealed mysterious light and dark patches, but few details. Lemon expects the new images will be spectacular. They won't be as good as ones NASA has been getting from the surface of Mars, but they will show surface features, and other instruments will probe the atmosphere. Here's how he imagines the surface.
I see lakes and mountains. I see icy surfaces in higher areas. Possibly they're volcanoes. Possibly they're just remnants of old craters or something like that. And it's got a troposphere like the Earth's with cloud activity down, very similar to the cloud activity that I'm looking out my window at right now.
But Titan is cold, about 300 degrees below zero Fahrenheit on the surface. Lemon says there may be lakes or rivers, but they won't be made of water. They would be liquid ethane or methane. In December, Cassini will send a probe down through the atmosphere, falling slowly with parachutes.
The conditions have got to be stunning once we go there and look. Probably rainstorms or maybe snowstorms, as well as this perpetual smog up in the stratosphere. And then a lot of surface that's covered by what is essentially tar.
Lemon expects tar because there are long chain-like molecules in the atmosphere, sticky stuff that would rain out onto the surface. One final fact about Titan, it's quite gloomy on the surface. Sunlight should be about 1/1,000th as bright as it is here on Earth. For that reason, and the ultra cold, scientists doubt there is anything alive on Titan. It's too cold even for most chemical reactions to occur. But Titan may have looked different early on. Dennis Mattson is Cassini's project scientist.
Early in the solar system history, Titan was a warmer place. And in that warmer environment, various chemical reactions proceeded. And we think that in many ways, they may have proceeded in a way like they did in the early Earth. The difference being that in the case of Titan, when things cooled down, the whole process got put into a state of suspended animation over the intervening eons.
In short, Titan may look like a frozen early Earth. Signals from Cassini take about an hour and a half to travel back here. NASA expects to reveal the first images of Titan's surface sometime after 9 p.m. Eastern Time. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.